Good luck with Nachum on Mesiris Nefesh. The Eilun comes on a snowy night. I guess Lafum Tzara Agra. Okay, we're in Shin Nun Tes. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. We really did Sif Beis, but there's a lot more raid here that we didn't yet have time to do. So I wanted to just go over quickly Sif Beis and then go into that raid. Because there's a lot here. All right, Nachamo. Asa ligzoil afilo amanas l'shalim dova yofa mimeno. Mechaba says, you know, let us steal, even amanas l'shalim, even if you're planning on paying back something which is even better, it's still asa to do. V'yesh mishayma, which is the shitas harash, tahaynu, that's provided, ein hatoshlumim be'en, that the money that you would like to pay, the payment is not be'en. Shem heim be'en, if they're be'en, kevin shem yofim me'adova shulekeach, but if they're be'en, since they're better than what you're taking from the ba'ilim, z'chus ulem, it's a z'chus for the ba'ilim, v'yizaka o'isim la'ba'ilim a'idei acher, and you can be mezaka them to the ba'ilim a'idei acher. Shitis harosh, a chiddush harosh, that you're allowed to steal, don't call it stealing. You're allowed to help yourself to someone else's item if you're being mezaka to the owner a different item which is better than the one that you're taking. You're taking a $10 item, you'll be mezaka to the owner a $15 item, a $20 item in its place, and you're allowed to do it, shalai b'yidiyasai. But the two to nine you need is one that has to be better than the item that you're taking, more valuable, and B, you have to be mezakeh to the ba'ilim right away. You can't take and say, oh, I'll pay him back at a later date. No, right now you have to get somebody to make a kinyan, to make a schus, to be zeich in the item for the ba'ilim. But the Rosh says that that's fine. Now what is this case talking about? So we discussed last time, the ba'atzim is a machlek is what it's talking about. The shach and sivkat and dalid, says he brings down. That's how he touches the Rosh, the tour. Venir de machakosav atur bedava haymid limacha. Ratzalay mishi yedua bebirur. You know for certain shabalo yakzikeno batsma yirakiyim kareno. You know for certain that the bialim are holding by selling this item. Means basically you're stealing groceries from a grocery store. You're helping yourself to clothing from a clothing store. You're taking an item that for sure the bialim are holding by selling. That's the shach. Anything short of that, if the Bailam are not holding by selling it, then it's not a schus for him. Mechetes, he wants to sell it. He doesn't. So you're going to give him something better. Who cares? You give him something better. He wants his item. You're going to take his shirt away. He doesn't want a tie instead of a shirt. He wants his shirt. So there, it's not going to be a schus for him, and you're not allowed to do it. Because this whole din is only bidin schia. It's a zachon l'adam shalei b'fon of digadin. The Taz and the Ksois, however, argue with the Shach. And they say that, come on, the Rosh is coming from the Gemara by David HaMelech. David HaMelech was entertaining to steal Soirim and repay with Adoshim. He needed the Soirim for his behemoths, so he wanted to pay back with Adoshim. And there, the Gemara says, by David HaMelech, no, it's also, but you're a Melech and you can do whatever you want. Good, but Be'etzim was also to do. And the Rosh says that's only because he wasn't Mezakeh the Adoshim right away. But if had he been Mezakeh the Adoshim right away, it would have been Mutah. Now over there, when David HaMelech was taking Soirim, those Soirim were Oymid Limoche Bedavka, they were in the store, they were holding by being sold. Mechetesi, why is that sign the Rosh punked in that case? Rosh, and if we're limited in such a case, so how did the Rosh know that it would only be also for David to do? Because Ganda, but if it be Mezaka, be Mutah, say the case of talking about Numala case, a regular Sarim, not Oymid Lamechira, and then even if David would want to be Mezaka, Adoshim in its place, it would still be also. But he says from the Rosh, not like the Shach. If I say that the Rosh is talking about even Stam Soirim, min Stam, it's also Oymid Limacha. It means it's something that the Bailam doesn't need in particular. It's not something unique that he's sold on to. That you can't take a shirt. That even the Taz and the Ksay somebody to. But something which is not clay base, something that is not personal usage, just Stam Soirim, even if a grad he might, of course, eat the Soirim for his house, but good big deal, take these Soirim or buy different Soirim. So he's not locked on to these Soirim, because Gavno, the Rosh holds its mut, it's a schus, to take it away and pay back with something more expensive. So you have a machloiki shach and Taz and Ksois. Shach holds it's only when it's Oymid Limache, and the Ksois and the Taz and Ksois hold, even if it's not Oymid Limache, Minastam, it's also considered Oymid Limache. Everyone is moide, however, that if it's clay base, like his personal item, this is also to do even if you pay something more expensive. Okay, so now once we have this backdrop, this hanokha, this makloikis, let's move on. There's a rikivegi, a very... Now, this is going to open up the sugya. If you look in rikivega, he says, Shach ois dalu, kigoyim bedava ha'im medli mache, ayim baram per gimu demoy kon daf pevava merala b'shem harayvid, the dover ha'im med limkor leka isalita lamanasal shalim. Over there, I was talking about a case, a guy wanted to help himself with fruit, and he was allowed to take the fruit, if it was a dover ha'im med limkor, it was from a farm or whatever it was, and he's taking fruit from the owner, he's allowed to help himself to the fruit, it's a dover ha'im med limkor, amanas l'shalim, even at a later date, mashma af deinu mezaka lo yamam na yidei acher ishari. It's mut of him to take fruit, which is aimed limaka, amanas to pay back at a different time. So Frektri Kivega, why is the Rosh? The Mechab is saying it's only mut if you mezaka yidei acher. Adava aimed limkar, it's muta even if it's not mezaka yidei acher. As long as you put it on credit, also good. I'll plan on paying you at a later date, it's also good. Means the Kivega is asking on the Shach's understanding of the Rosh. The Rosh, according to the Shach, they're talking about Davka Oymed Limkar. Frakir Kivega, if that's the case, Davka Oymed Limkar, then you don't even need Zika Yadei Acher. It's mut even if you put it on credit. You'll pay it at a different time. If you were to learn like the Ksois and the Taz, then the Kashi Epsach Nishdan. Because Faket, the Rosh is Chiddush is telling you that you're allowed to do this even when it's not Mamish Oymed Limkar. Then you're allowed to do it if you Mezaket Murasoi, if it's worth more, right away. Aye, the Ravid over there, Moikon. The Ravid Moikon is talking about it's Mamish Oymed Limkar. If it's Mamish Oymed Limkar, then you could do it even on credit. But if it's not Mamish Oymed Limkar, then you have to be Mezakei, the Tmurai, the Acher. So then it would be very Geshmak. But like the Shach's interpretation, that we're talking about Dafka Oymed Limkar, Frekri Kivega, then why do you need Zikai De Acher? It should be Mot even without Zikai De Acher, a bomb kasha. In other words, it's a Pella. In other words, that whether the Rosh is a Kula or a Chumra is a Machlek is the Shach and the Ksais and Taz. Like the Shach, the Rosh is a Chumra. Without this Mechaba, I would tell you it's Mutta to buy in credit. Comes the Rosh. Now you're only allowed to do it if you Mezake Adai Acher. Frakri Kivega is not like the Raivin. But like the Ksais and the Taz, the Rosh is a Kula. The Rosh holds that even with something which is not Mamish Oymed Limkar, as long as it's Stam Kalim, you're allowed to help yourself to the item as long as you Mezake Dev Acher, and that's also considered a Schus for the Bailam. So now it's like, opens up the whole Mechaba. Is the Mechaba telling you a Chumra? Or is the Mechaba telling you a Kula? Like the Shach is telling you a Chumra, and like the Taz and Ksais is telling you a Kula. All right. Now let's just go into this. Let's develop this. How taka do we stim the Shach's Rosh with this Ravid, and it's not just a Ravid. There are many Rishonim. There's a Ritva, there's a Rishon called Kondrasin and Shar Dalid. And over there, by cotton on Yudzayinam and Av, they all say taka b'shem the Ravid. This case that if you have fruit which is sitting in a farm, fruit which is Oymed Limkar, you're allowed to help yourself. Take the fruit and amanas l'shalim, and that's going to be fine. Even if you don't pay right now, it's fine. It's oymed limkar. The bailam wanted to be sold, and you're the buyer, so you're helping the bailam. You're buying the item. Mamela, you let her buy even on credit. If I say it's the bailam makbid to be paid right away, credit is also good enough, and it's fine. That's the sheetam bavakama kufyud gimel amid beis sort of says the same thing b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe you can get out of it. Apia rashma b'matzia unchav beizam medala, but Pashas, you have a Shita as well in Bava Kama. But at least you have a Ravid or that a Dava Oymed Limkar, you're allowed to help yourself and buy on credit. What is the Ravid talking about? So I think it's Pashit. Just understand the Ravid. It's Pashit that we're talking about, which is a Dava which is cuts. A Dava which has a fixed price to it. And I'll bring you a Ravid. There's a Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara says in Pechesim and Aleph, I want to sell you fruit, and you want to buy the fruit. How much you want to buy? 10 pounds of fruit? No problem. And I'm pouring the 10 pounds of fruit into your yard. Okay? Now, it's sitting in your yard. The Gemara says, or Moshe Chamor of a Poyle of a Knisim Latech Beisai, Modat Atchaloi Pasak, even if you measured and you now see, oh, you got your 10 pounds, and we're both happy. You're happy you got the 10 pounds. I'm happy I delivered 10 pounds. Shnei Nichol and Lagzaban, we both could still be Chayzer from the deal. Why? Because there's no Smichas Das. Until we are Kaveya of price, there's no Smichas Das. Loi de Moicha, Veloi de Lakech. The Gemara says in Payam Rebezo, also like that, even if both are Ma'iskim be Mechiro, it's not going to work. As long as you don't have a psikas domim, what the price is, what I'm willing to sell it for, what you're willing to buy it for, we don't have a deal. We think we might have a deal. Hopefully, Mitzvah will work out an arrangement. But until we finalize a price, there's no smichas das. There's no dax makna. There's no das koina. So in the case of the Ravid, if you're helping yourself to the farm and taking fruit, how could you buy these fruit? How do you know what the seller wants to get for the fruit? How does the seller know how much you want to pay for the fruit? So there's no meaning of the mines. Elamai, the Rav is talking about a case which cuts the mail. The money is already cut. We know exactly how much the seller wants to sell the fruit. Either could be that he has a big sign on his backyard fence, all fruit, $1 a pound, whatever it is, so very nice, so now he's cuts the mail. Or even, this is already my clerk as a shayna, but this is how we paskin, even if he didn't fix a specific price, but there's a set price in the market. It's very rare today, but in the olden days, there used to be set prices in the market, a fruit market, like just like commodities, there's silver, there's gold, there's an Amex, there's an index for each item. Well, fruit, today, apples go for this price, and oranges go for this price, and everyone sells all the apples for the same price, and everyone sells all oranges for the same price. So it's fixed in the marketplace, it's cuts dumb of in the marketplace, so even though this particular seller didn't tell me how much he's prepared to sell it for, but at least it's cut dumb in the marketplace, that's good enough. It's a makhlekes rishonim, but that's how we paskin. There's a sman, simin reish of katan yud gimel, that's how we paskin. That's considered cuts dumb. So the case that arrived, Chari is talking about such a case, that either he himself was cuts, or it's cuts in the market, what the fruit should be going for. Mamela, I can help myself buy it from him, because he's masking to sell it. And even, I just want to take it to the next step. It's lav dafka medin zachen ladam shalei b'fonif. I don't have to exercise that the Ravid means al din zechia. No, stam. The seller, any fruit that's oimid limkor and is a set price, zotamer, the seller already has das mi kara that everyone is allowed to buy it for that price. You don't even have to come on to din zechia. If I have fruit that's oimid limkor, that's what I want to do, and everyone knows the price, so I allow everyone to help themselves and buy these fruit, and it's not a problem. Even without din zechiyah, it should work. That is the stam das meichas. Like you can have svarim he puts in a box and you help yourself go to yeshiva and you can buy or self-serve on the gasoline station. So to here, it's self-serve. I know meikara, anyone is allowed to buy from my field because I know the price I want. I know there's a set price and that's my das mitchila. And really it's a run like this as well. The run in Peches, Babasa Peches, someone else says it lehedya. On that Gemara, he says, a person could buy something, shaloi befonav of the bailim, if there's a set price be Medina. As long as there's a set price, I could buy. If there's not a set price in the Medina, I'm not allowed to buy, because there's no smichas das at a bailim. But if there is a set price, I'm allowed to buy the smichas das at a bailim. I'm being marach here because I just want to understand. Now let's go back to Kiveges Kasha. What is Kiveges Kasha? You see, a Ravid said that you're allowed to buy a manas lishalim even if you're not mezaka to the bailim tamura. The whole Ravid is talking about when it's katz domov. So I can tell you, what our Rosh is talking about, why you need to be mezaka de acher, is when it's loy katz domov. What's Riki Vegas Kasha? Very simple teretz. The Ravid clearly has to be talking about Gemara, Babasa. I mean, it's clear. The Ran in Babasa. Not only that, there's a Ritva, but Matzich of Beis Man Aleph also says it. That the Meroim, the reason why some of the Meroim ate, because they held it was a Davaim with Limkar, and there's a Katz Dhamma, they know the price. But Mela, they can help themselves for the fruit. So you have Rishayin, if it's a Ravid, a Ran, a Ritva, all hold, and when something's Aim with Limkar, you're allowed to help yourself as long as it's Katz Dhamma. If it's not Katz Dhamma, not. What do you do with the mechaba? The mechaba could be talking about when it's not katzamav. To the extent it's not katzamav, so you don't have my smichas das. And I bring a raya, we're talking about when it's not katzamav, or something like that. Why? Because the Rosh says it's only muta. Why? Midin zochen ladam shevaloi b'fonav. It is chusulam v'yezako yisim labai lamayidei acher. If it was something which was katzamav and oimid limkar, I don't need the din zochen ladam shevaloi b'fonav. It's muta without the din zechia. It's muta because that's tam das mechmi ikari, holding by selling it for that price. A lamaida and rosh has to be doing only a case of schus. Oh, schus. You know when it's a schus. It's only a schus. If you mezaka idei dava acher, and you make sure that the thing that you're paying is worth more than the thing that you're taking. Otherwise, it's not a schus.
That is technically money.
Oh, so we'll get to that. Yeah, enochanami. I want to flesh that out, but 100%. So either the rosh is talking about when it's not kotzdomov, or the rosh is talking about even when it's kotzdomov, but since you're paying with a chayfetz and not money, maybe your item that you're paying is not kotzdomov. Let's say the fruit, everyone knows it's $1 a pound for the fruit, and you want to give your watch. I don't know how much your watch costs. So your watch, it's not kotzdomov. You want to give your tie, it's not kotzdomov. So even though on my end it's kotzdomov, then I'm holding by selling fruit for $1 a pound, but what you're giving me is not kotz. So how do you know that I'm asking to take your watch in its place? Dr. Rush, it has to be only be din zchia. And then din zchia, it's going to work. If you mezak yedei acher, something which is yafa mimenu, then it's going to work. If not, then there's no, vait is no smikazas. As long as on either end is not kotz, whether it's the item or its payment, then you're going to need zechiyah. You have to make sure that the item is worth yafa mimenu. Otherwise, you don't have zechiyah. I'll take it even a step further, and that's probably what you meant. And really, that's a machna frame, which I think we discussed last week as well. And that is that even if it is kotz, and even if, let's say, the item that you're paying is kotz, but you're not paying with money, you're paying with an item. The case that arrived, Ran, Ritvo, all those cases were that you plan on paying with money. My das, I plan on selling this item. It's oimed limkar, it's kotz. So as long as it's kotz, oimed limkar, I want money. So you pay me $1 a pound, it's fine. You pay me today, pay me tomorrow. Also good, I'll let you buy in credit. But if you're paying me with a watch, what in the world am I going to do with a watch? What do I need your watch for? Elamai, you want me now to take this watch and sell this watch, and that's how I'll make profit on my fruit. Okay, but that's not what was oimed limkar. That wasn't my das. When the guy has a store and he plans on selling something, he expects money. So his stam das is only for money. To the extent you're paying with something else, you no longer have his stam das. So you can't say, he has a stam das that he's selling it to me. For you who's paying Shavu Kesef, he doesn't have a stam das. You only could work out Zechiyah. That's the only way it could work out. Zochen Lodim Shaleh Bavonim. For Zochen Lodim Shaleh Bavonim, you got to pay Taka with a Zechiyah. You have to be Mezaka right away. If you're not Mezaka right away, the payment, that's not a Zechiyah. You think I want to lose my item so you should pay me tomorrow? I want payment right away, or I'd rather have my item in my possession. I have my value now. If you're working with stam das, it's oimed limka, and everyone wants to sell it, fine. But that stam das could only work if you're paying with money, because that's all the stam das was. But if you're paying with shavu kesef, you don't have that stam das. So you need zechiyah. For zechiyah, it's not going to work, unless you mezakeh yedei dava acher, dava yafa mimenu. But prat, that the shavu kesef is altogether not a real zechiyah. Because like I said, what do I need your chayfis for? I have nothing from your chayfis. I'm going to have to bother in selling it again. So Bishlam, if you mezakeh me your chayfis right away, so I have the chayfis right away, so in theory I could already sell your watch right away to someone. So let's say it takes 3 days to make a sale, and I need to raise capital in 3 days. So very good, I have my fruit. You take my fruit, give me a watch instead. Also good, so I'll now sell the watch. It takes 3 days to sell the watch, and I'll get money. But I know I'll make my money when I need it. But if you're going to pay me the watch at a later date, so I have no way to make money, because by the time you pay me the watch, then I have to first start selling it. That's not a zechiyah for me. I want payment right now. I need money. I'm trying to liquidate. So it's only going to work if you mezakeh something right away, then you have the din zechiyah. But if you don't not mezakeh right away, you don't have the din zechiyah. It's pashut l'chayim. There's a koil, the Rikvega quotes a koil Elio who gives a chilek, and the koil Elio wants to say it's chilek that over here we're talking about we did it shloi midaitai, shloi bidiyosai, and the rivet over there, my kohen, is talking about we did it midaitai, the bailam were there. What's a chilek? So he says, as long as the bailam were there, you do it b'fnei bailam, then he's not a problem. He allows you to take the fruit, not a problem. He knows where to find you. He knows where to collect payment. So he allows you to pay later on. However, if the bailam is not there, first of all, it's not nicker. If I could just help myself into your field, and I take stuff, and the bailam's not there, and no one sees what my intention is, it looks like I'm stealing. Because the bailam's not there, I'm trying to do something behind people's backs, so it looks like I'm stealing. And even if I have a kosher adas, I plan on paying tomorrow, maybe I'll be misrasho, maybe I'll forget, and there's no checks and balances, there's no accounting, the bailon don't know to come after me. So in that case, it's going to be also. Now, Rav is talking about only in a case where the bailon are there, so memele, it's pretty obvious you're not stealing. The bailon are right there, you're taking it in front of him, and the bailon know where to collect, certainly you're going to remember to pay, and memele, it's not a problem. That was the kolil yo's chilek. The problem is the Kol Yo is against the Ritvan the Ran. I mean, he himself quotes the Ritvan, but the Ritvan Bava Metzian Chav Bezam and Aleph and the Ran and Peches and Bava Basa both say that even Shaloi Befanav, you're allowed to take fruit from a Bailim if it's Oymid Limka and it's Kotz Domov. So Zachar, it's not like the Kol Yo. Elamai the Chilik is like what we're saying, like the Machan Ephraim, that if you pay money, it's fine, but if you pay with Shav Kesef, then you need Din Zchia, and it's not a Zchia unless you Mezakeh De Dov Acher right away. And that's the same reason why you need to pay a dova yofa mimeno. Right? Kivega sounds like he's only asking why over here you need zechia, mezake de dova acher, and over there not. Kivega could have also asked at the same price, even shtarka, another kasha. Why over here does it say that it has to be yofa mimeno? And why in the rabbit it says, as long as you pay the fair market value, it's fine. You pay the tzitzis domov, it's fine. The shuk's price, it's fine. That's the same thing. Over there it's talking about where regular mechir, oimidlim, because he's paying money, everything is good. So it's fine. But shaking over here, you're paying with a chayfetz. If you take my fruit for a dollar and you give me a watch that's worth a dollar in this place, that's not a zechir for me. The only way you're going to have it work is if it's a zakan ladam shalai bavonav. So you have to pay with something which is yafa mi menu to make it worth my while, to make it a schus for me. If you're not paying me with something more expensive, more value, then it's not a schus for me. So it's not zakan ladam shalai bavonav. Look how it should be pashut. All right. So at the end of the day, again, you have to remember, loit the shach, the rosh is short of a chumra. I don't know chumra. He's talking about only a case which is mamish oimid limkor, loit the taz, and the ksois, it's even a stam chfeitzim. Now, lehalacha, the whole rosh is a pella. The mashal, like we said last week, doesn't like the rosh. The taz himself really doesn't like the rosh. The goyin doesn't like the rosh. And not only that, the goyin doesn't like the rosh, even though he understood the rosh like the shach. Even though he understood it, talking about davash imed limka bavadai, he still didn't like the rosh. So at the end of the day, halacha lemaisa, whether you're allowed to actually take a chayfetz, a manas, l'shalem, something yofa mimenu, shava kesef, it's not poshet at all. Even if it's mamish imed limka. If you're paying with money, and it's kotz, damav, there's a set value in the shuk for it. Well, he set already a price. I go into a store, I don't let to help myself and take stuff off the shelves. I don't have to ask the owner. I mean, since that's the thing. Anyway, but there's a price. I know what it is. I know what it costs. I pick it up. I have the price. And now I'll pay that price. So it's not a problem. But if it's paying with Shav Kesef, it's far from Pashit if you're allowed to do it. Not only that, the Ksais goes even starker. The Ksais says that even if you're going with a rosh, hayoyz is only bedin zchiyah, it only works, calls man the bailam amaskim. But when the bailam find out about it, and they're moicha, I don't want your watch instead of my food. I want my food instead. I don't want Dover and Melech Zadoshim instead of the Zayrim. I want my Zayrim, b'chiyah gavna, he makes a mecha, there's no din zchiyah. Zakh ladam shalom fun works, because we assume it's a zchus. But when the bailam find out, and now they're moicha, it doesn't work. So the whole rush will only work that when the Bailam find out, they still mask him and they like the deal, so they mask him that it's chus, and mamele you can invoke the din hazak and ladam shalai b'fonav.
The sheet in the back says only pay during first and second seder.
They went what?
The back says only pay during first and second seder. They did seder at night and paid, and I'm going to ask to pay the next morning.
So light, that l'chay, it's aymid limkar, and it's a fixed price. L'chay, you'll have the raivin. L'chay, that should be fine. And you're paying money. Unless it says no credit. If it says no credit, then you have a problem. Or if the minig is no credit. But in a claim, other than that, you're allowed to do it. Because you're paying with money, and it's Aymed Limkar. And then it will be fine. Now, there's a Piskei Tshuva here, who quotes the Beis Ephraim, Sif Cotton Gimel. Here he takes another shlav. Till now, we're talking about taking chayfetz, paying with a different chayfetz, or taking chayfetz and paying with money. His case is, I want to take a chayfetz and pay back with the same chayfetz, same type of chayfetz. Right now, you have gold, and I'm a craftsman, I need to use your gold or your silver, and I'll pay you back with different gold and different silver. So I'm paying back with the same type of item. There he says, it's going to be mutter, even if I don't pay more expensive. Why? Because he says, I don't need a din zechir for this. Here it's going to work. What do you care? You have this gold, that gold. All the gold is the same. Obviously, we're talking about the same quality gold. But it's the same. This silver, that silver, it's the same. This fruit, the next apple, it's all the same. So you want to say that if you're taking apples and paying back with apples, the same type of apples, same Macintosh apples, and he wants to say it works without a din zakhan ladam shaleh b'fana. It works out zenin of zelay chasa. Sorry?
He doesn't want to play games. You take my apple, I want it, money. I don't want it.
Right, but he holds that it's zen. Before, I don't know if it's Aymed Limko over there. I don't know what the case was, Badafka. But stam, you need apple, and I'm giving you an apple. So what do you care for that apple, a different apple? What's get there on? He holds, Avadi have to be Mizakirai de Davacher, because only it would be Zenin of Zelakosa if immediately the Bailam have its replacement. So you have to do the Mizakirai de Davacher. You have to make the Kinyan that and makna to the Bailam. But here you don't have to come on to the Din Zechiyah of Zakun Ladam Shalom Bavonav, because you're not paying with a different type, you're not paying with money, you're paying with the exact same thing, and that's going to work Stamazai, which is a Chiddush, because we have a Klal, look at the Gemara says, right? Adam Makav Shalom, Yesim Tisha Kavin Shokaverai. So I want my apple rather than your apple. But I guess if it's an item that everyone's not makbid on, like Moyes already, many achrayim say that if you give me money, whatever, have your money, then I'm allowed to swap it and put it in my wallet, and I don't have to track, oh, that dollar belongs to you, and instead of a different dollar, all dollars are the same, and I'm allowed to swap the dollars. That, because that's mamish no hakpada. But if it be something unique, I don't know, an apple, and it's your apple, maybe so it's not pashit, but you have three shlavim, paying with money, and it's oimed limkon kos, that's a raivid, that's pasha, that's fine. The next shlav, paying with something else, it's only if you're paying better, and you mezak it right away, and even that is not pasha, it's makloik, it's rosh, and the achreinim. And then you have this case, where you're paying the exact same min, and you mezak it, and that already, you have a base of raivid that says it's fine, but others are much on it and say it's not fine. All right.
You can change from exchanging dollars to $5 in the back to the Israel, so.
So if you're changing money, so l'chayra, there's no zuchus, and it's not oymed lemkor, so the only thing you could invoke is this Beis Avraim. So yeah, if you could invoke the Beis Avraim, fine. And you're assuming that the Bailam don't care between a $5 bill and small singles. I hear. I mean, is that true? Maybe. I don't know. I can hear the other way. Huh?
If you're giving them $5 and exchanging it, so they have small.
No, that's, you go that way. What happens if you go the other way? I need small change. I give the five and I take out the small change. That's a chayr chayf for the Bailam, because the Bailam wants the small change in the back, so the next guy can buy the safe and help himself with change. So that way, the chayr is akpada. You tell me this way, we give him this small change, and I guess he doesn't mind having at the end of the day 25 singles instead of a five. I don't know. Maybe he'd rather have his five. I don't know. See, I don't know if that's my answer based on that. Because Rav is talking about you giving the same item back. I take a five and I give a different five. I don't know. My kid has a joke. He needs a 1999 $5 bill. And I see in the box and I have a 1998 in my pocket instead. So now I could change it. That's, look, that's the same $5 I hear. But giving singles that have five, I don't know. Maybe something different. I don't know. All right. Not so budget. All right, fine. At the end of the day, there's a lot of raid here. Fine, let's move on. Let's go on to Siv Gimel. If anyone steals from his friend, even a shavar pruto, ki'ilu noitel nafshay. It's as if he's stealing his life. Whose life? Saktisman Sivkotin Tes. The Yesh Plukta Bezer, Im Nafshu Shal Gazlin, or Nafshu Shal Nigzal Ka'ama. It's a child, are you stealing the Nigzal's life because you're taking away his desperate funds you just stole from him? Or, Chulila, you're risking the life of the Gazlin by stealing because that tsar and the pain that you're causing, Kaves Kaveim Nefesh, Rachman Alatzon, Akash Brochu, Sakamisa Bede Shemaya, Akash Brochu could punish the Gazlin with Misa. It's like, it's insane. It comes out that Gzela is like a din of Misa Bede Shemaya. Or at least it potentially could be Misa Medei Shemaim. So Shaila, which way? Either way, it's a Dovah Chama Ad Moed. All right. Dalid. Afilu b'sakonis moves. Even if it's sakonis nefashis, v'tzorach ligzol eskaver k'dei lahatzol nafshoi, and you have to steal from your friend in order to save your life, tzorach shela yichenu ela aldas l'shalim. You have to take it only aldas l'shalim. By the comments from Shempes of Gimel, over there we discuss when we learn Hukos Mazik, if you have a roid of running gift to somebody and you want to be matzal the nirdav with someone else's money, special takonis were done. But good, but Mika Adin, if you're trying to save your own life or even the life of somebody else, as a Papula Charifta wants to say, that it's still Asa L'Chachila to do, even stealing someone else. Pasha is stealing someone else's life. Over there they have a takana that it becomes mutter. But good, but if you're trying to save your own life, it's Asa to do unless you do it Adas L'Shalim. Zakta Sma, Sivkotan Yud, Ela Adas L'Shalim, Pirish. Perish, I'm al adas l'shalim. But if you do it adas l'shalim, then it's muto. Kevin shehu b'sakonis nefesh, the ein l'chadava sha'imid b'fnei b'kuach nefesh. You gotta do it amanas l'shalim. But if you do it amanas l'shalim, then it's taka muto. The mice was with David and Melech. That was one of the shayles in the Gemara Bavakam Dav Samakam Beis, that he wanted to be matzo klal Yisrael. The plishim were hiding in someone's gedishim in bushes. And you wanted to burn the fields down and burn the plishtim with the field. Like this, you'll save Klal Yisrael. And David Melech wanted to know, is he allowed to do it? And they told him, no, you're not allowed to do it. And the Rishonim touch up the Gemara. That means, what do you mean you're not allowed to do it? Of course you're allowed to do it. Sakon Safashis. It means you're not allowed to do it. Shalo Yamanas L'Shalim. But Amanas L'Shalim, Avad, it's Mutter, because Ein L'Kadova, Ha'imid B'fnei Pekuach Nefesh. However, Rashi over there seems to learn the Gemara Kepshutai, that they told David Melech, no, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to save Klal Yisrael by stealing someone's Zahirim, by burning down someone, by being Mazik someone's Zahirim. It's also. And what's going on? Or like all the Rishonim say, what do you mean? And Tur's Pashas is going like the Taisis in the Rosh. But what did the Rashi hold? So if you look, there's a Ramban and a Ra'ah in Ksubasaf Yutesam and Aleph that quotes a Tesefta. Now, we don't really have this Tesefta. It's not in the regular Tesefta. I found it in, I ran a computer search, I ate some Midrashim or something. Libim, I don't know. It's some, not even sure what type of Tesefta, but it's not an hour Tesefta. But there, the Tesefta says that Kol advarim yaladu, if it's Akonis Nefashi, yaladu bi oiva, chutz mi gimu advarim, avedizara, vilarayis, ushvichas domem. Virebi meyo oime, af gezel. Rabbi Meir holds that Gezel is also one of the dinim of Yarag Val Yava. You're not allowed to steal Amnas Lahatzel. Amnas, even Sakonis Nefashis. You're not allowed to steal. And I guess Mazik would be the same way, because David Melech wasn't talking about stealing, was talking about Mazik. So Mazik and Gezel is also, even B'mogim Sakonis Nefashis, Yarag Val Yava. It's like Avodah Zarah. It's like Yirai. That's how Chomo Gezel is. It's a Meir. God in the Oysim Medrashim over there has a Rabbi Yehuda. Could be a Nafkamina, because the Gemara in Ksuba sent off your test is going in Rabbi Meir Shita. If it's Rabbi Meir, could be it's better. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, could be it's not so Gishmak. But all right. Anyway, the bottom line is there is a Tana who holds that Gezel is one of the Dvarim that's Yarag Val Yava. And therefore, the Urch Laner in his Chuvah's Binyan Siyan wants to plug it into Rashi, that Rashi holds. Like Rav Meir, apostles like that, that yes, Gezel and Mazik is also, it's Yarag Vayava. It's also even Amanas Lahatzel, even Sakon Safashis. Forget, Afa Gezel. Oh, you mean Gezel versus Gneva? L'chayra, if you even stretch it to Mazik, L'chayra and Gneva should be the same thing. L'chayra. But this Mechaba, let's not forget, Halacha L'maisa, because some Achrenim sort of did forget this. This Mechaba says, forget, right? This Mechaba says, Afilu B'sakon S'movis, V'tzorek L'gzes Chaver, K'dei Latsa Nashri, Tzorek Shalei Chenu El Adas L'Shalim. But if I say Adas L'Shalim, you're allowed to do it. So this Mechaba paskins that Gezel is not Yarag Val Yava. So even though it's a nice Reb Meir and it's a nice Shtekel Torah in Rashi, but Halacha L'maisa Avada, it's only Gimel Dvarim that's Yarag Val Yava and not Gezel. And Gezel, you're allowed to steal Adas L'Shalim if this Sakonis Nefashis.
If it would be Sheikh L'Shalim,
even Mashmah
Mechaba,
there would
also be Yarag
Val Yava. What happens if it's not Sheikh to pay? No, so that's a Sheikh. So it's like this. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav over here says, it's in Hilchos Gzeila, he says like this, in Halacha Beis. He brings down this Halacha, Ela al das l'shalim, and he's laid through a few words, Kishetimtze yodoi, when you'll have the ability, Hoyol ve'efshe b'tashlumim, since it's possible to repay. So I can make two diyukim in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The first diyuk vayistoyz is that this is muta adas l'shalim, even though you don't have what to pay now. As long as the adas l'shalim, when I'll become wealthy, kishetim tzayadai, That's already mutter to do now. Who makes this diyek? It's a chuvis tzemach tzedek and kleishim mishpot simen mevav who makes this diyek. I mean, it's pashut. It's shulchan aruch rav that you're allowed to steal for sakonas of hachal das hashalim, even if das hashalim is tomorrow or 2 years from now, when I could afford to pay back. Even though I don't have it now, the person is an oni, he still is allowed to pay adas. He's allowed to steal adas hashalim. Okay, that's one diyek. Second deek I would like to make is he like to hail of the efsha b'tashlumin. Since it's efsha b'tashlumin, you should only do it amanas l'shalim. Vais tois in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. If it's e efsha b'tashlumin, I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you're running and you're escaping, or you're riding, or you're driving a car and it's someone chasing you, and you're speeding and you got to go. Moms, you have to cut through someone's front lawn. There's no way in the world you're ever going to know which lawn or which farm you just smashed all the fruit you ran through. By the time you can come back, you're not familiar with the area, or you have to take an item that's on the floor, on the desk right here in the shul. You have no idea. It doesn't have a name in it. You have no idea whose it is. You'll never be able to pay back the Bailam. Mahadin, are you allowed to steal or not? Vayisitz and Shulchan Aruch Rav, you are. Because he says, the only reason why you have to do Adas L'Shalim is Hoyl V'Efshe B'Tashlumin. Vayisitz, if it's E'Efshe B'Tashlumin, then you're allowed to steal even without Amanas L'Shalim. Forget it. Goes the other way around. And what's pshat? Because I think the pshat is pashut. Because really we paskin that by gezel, it's not a din yarag vayava. Right? And you're allowed, for sakon sefarges, you're allowed to steal. So what do you need amanas l'shalim for? Why he says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, not just him, it's our gadol who says it, many achreinim say, very gishmak asvara, is that shkoich you need to steal for sakon sefarges, but who asks you to steal the value of it too? Who asks you to steal shaloy amanas l'shalim too? You need to save your life to steal amanas l'shalim. And you still save your life. Who gives you that extra heta, that extra shlav to say, I'm going to steal shaloy amanas l'shalim? For that extra shlav, there is no sakonas nefashos. Because you could accomplish saving your life amanas l'shalim just as well. So memeila calls man, you have the ability to do amanas l'shalim. It's us to do shaloy amanas l'shalim. Because for that, there's no sakonas nefashos. Do it amanas l'shalim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. Memela, it's whole v'efshe b'tashlumin. You have to do amanas l'shalim. But if you can moshalei tzitzir, that's efshe b'tashlumin, and a chanami. If you can moshalei such a tzitzir, and a chanami, it will be muta even shaloi amanas l'shalim. Because b'chai gavno, since I have no way to pay, and it's a konas nefashos, avada ein l'chadavish, ein b'kuach nefesh, and I'm allowed to steal even shaloi amanas l'shalim. It works the other way. It's only because with normal cases, it's hoil the eshev v'tashlumin, that's when we say, you have to do it, amnas l'shalim. It's very gishmak. As many achreinim who say, that's how they tie it up. That's a whole din, like you bother by. Mamonashach, if this is a din that is nitcha, mnei pekoch nefesh, what do you need adas l'shalim for? That's because adas l'shalim causes an ikadav v'ashan, there's no more pekoch nefesh for that extra shlav. But if it's efsha, avad will be mut, even shlav adas l'shalim. Very gishmak.
Was one of the people that was going to be saved the person who owned the sarim?
And that's a shaila if he was there or not. Is Bnei Yeshua, that's shaila, where you headed?
No, so I just want to know, you can save somebody with the sarim, right?
Right, so we had, there's a Chuvus Makar Baruch who says that you could say, Bacha Rabbi Mutoi, you could save someone's life with his own item. And forget, you're doing a mitzvah. Really, the Gemara over there also by Roidiv. If you're saving the nitzel, you're allowed to save with the nitzel's item. It's Gemara Bava Kamu, it's Kavya Zainu Mabe. The Gemara says also, like a sword, that it's his item. Forget, you're saving him with it. So to Shaila, what the case is talking about, if he's there or not. And it cannot be. It's based on that, based on the takonas. There's a lot of radio. I think we once went into, when we're doing Shin Pei, I think we went into it. There's a Pepulukha Rifta, and there's a Pnei Yeshua. And there's a Rav Moshe, there's a Nasiv, it's exactly how to understand David's case, because why don't you have the Takon in Shin Pei that he's doing it Amnas La'atz, he's doing Amnas La'atz, Ka Yisrael, the Ul Nidavim, he's doing Amnas La'atz, even the Bailam themselves, and you have to know, the Pashup Shad is, and there are many Terutzim, just to throw out one, is that Ayos over there is talking about where David HaMelech was also in danger. All those Takon is only work if you're saving Yena. saving only yen. I mean, the Sefer doesn't hold like this, but most Achranim do. If I'm saving yena, oh, very good, I'm trying to save yena, so if I'm going to have to pay, I won't save, I'll be Mizrashos. So then Chazal made a takana that you won't have to pay, you're allowed to save, even if it's going to break someone's kalim, and it's fine. But if you're trying to save yourself as well, even though gradually you're also saving yena, then they never made the takana. That's why the whole takana doesn't pass by Davar Melech. That's one of the terutzim. There are many terutzim given. All right. So very geschmack. Now the problem is that the stechemed who's mashmash tikkun not like this. The stechemed, if he has a whole maracha, it's in Mareches Aleph Simen Tazayin. If the whole maracha about this binyan tzion's blitz, mamash a bombshell about that it's considered yarag val yava on money, a mazik gezel and all that, he's marich and brings rais and rais and achrayim. That's not true. Not true. But at the end, he has a problem that there's a Me'iri that's mashmash tikkun yeah, like that. And he says, the Me'iri is talking about a case. It's not a problem. Because Me'iri is talking about a case, I don't want to blow up, but I think the case was maybe you're stealing truma. I think you need to eat truma. It was a chayli, and it's a constant fortress, and he has to take truma. And he's a geizel es hashevet. So he says, the Me'iri is talking about a case. Since you're stealing geizel es hashevet, so you have no one to pay back, because there's no one who's the bailam on the truma, so memela, since there's no one to pay, so then it's takets also to steal, because only muta to steal a goizam nasa shalim. But when it's efshe b'dashlumim, then it's going to be also. So the stechemir at the end of Simen Tazayin, sort of one of his terutzim had a minyash of the miri to other shenim, seems to make this chilek that if it's efshe b'dashlumim, then it's takets also to steal, and the guy has to die. Means, in other words, that it is sort of one of the dinim, which is Aymed Bifnei Bikoach Nefesh. It's like Gila Rites and Shrikas Zama Avodah Zarah. But like what I'm telling you, the Dik and Shulchan Aruch Rav is not like that. And it's also Chuvus Maram Shik and Yeridei, Shemem Zayin, Shemem Ches, also says Dava Pashit. He proves it. He also handles with this Binyan Tzion. He proves it that Avada, that if you have something which is Eif Shabbat Ashlumim, then you're allowed to steal even Shalayam Nasa Shalim. Because forget, it's not Aymed Bifnei Bikoach Nefesh, only the Gimel Dvarim. Memela, I'm allowed to do it. If it's able to pay, then Avad has to do Azaz Lasham. And that's now it's understood for Pashit why the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that an Ani is allowed to do it even if he has no money. Right? He said, I'll pay tomorrow, I'll pay when I get wealthy. What's Pshat? So he said, because really you're allowed to do it even without any payments, only to the extent you have the ability to pay. So then you got to do Azaz Lasham. So an Ani, the best he could do is to do it with the ability to pay tomorrow when he has the ability. So he has to do Azaz Lasham tomorrow when he has the ability. So Memela, it's Motto. All right. Right, when he does Amnas Hashem, so then what is he really doing? He's stealing a chayfetz, but not the value of the chayfetz. Because he's willing to pay back the value. So he's minimizing the gezel that he did.
It's not a shor, it's the
gezel. The gezel is less of a gezel, correct. So it's a better form of gezel. So you now let her do a greater form of gezel, since you could do a lesser form of gezel. And for that, there's no difference in consulting. You save yourself just the same. So in Amela, you're mechuyv to do it on that shalom. All right.
Can I still live in like, body part?
So grad, who was it? I just saw the shayla. I just saw the shayla and it says yes, you're allowed to steal even a body part, the same svara. If it's hakonis nefashis and you can't do it any other way, as long as the body part that you're stealing is not going to be misakein the owner. So the guy's alive or dead?
He's
alive, because stealing the dead body parts is never an industry already. But live people, that's already a little more difficult to do. But if you're able to do it somehow, then in theory, you would have a right to do it for Sakharin Sofaj, provided that you're not being misaki in Yana. But if he loses a body part and he's now in Sakana, I don't know, he loses an Ava, he's Sakana, then they're not loved after you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to kill someone else to save your own life? No. Yeah. All right.
Well, let's say he's not the Sakana, but he can't function as well. You can't necessarily pay him back for that.
Right, so, but if you hold that you really don't need Tashlumim, right? Really, and you only need for Tashlumim to the extent it's shayek to have the shlumim. So if you can't pay back for body parts, so it's eish of the shlumim, then it's mutta even without pay. So there'll be mutta, I don't know, I mean, how to understand it, but yeah, then it would be muti without pay. If there's sakanas of fashis to the stealer and there's no sakanas of fashis to the nixal, then luchari should be muta. All right.
By a goy, would it make you better?
Oh, by a goy, they say that you're allowed to steal al das l'shamal. You know, let's go to the next step. Let me just flesh this out. Let's go on a different angle. Over here, we're talking about where you're doing it when there's sakonis nefashis. What happens if there's no sakonis nefashis? I don't know. I'm going to have a hefsid. I have some money. I very much would like to steal your money. I have to go on a bus to New York, and I need to get an appointment. I don't have change, and I see you, so I'll pickpocket you. We'll steal money so I can get on my bus, so I can make a deal in New York. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to steal? And I'll do it al das l'shalom. I plan on paying you back. Am I allowed to steal al das l'shalom when there's no sakonis nefashis? So the answer is no. Right, because over here you see it's only en l'kodav shem ifnei bikuach nefesh, but without it, it's going to be also. Right, al das l'shalom is also like the sif beis also also l'gzol afilam nas l'shalom davar yafa mimenu. It's also to do, like the Gemara says. It's also you can't make cheshbonis, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it lahedya shaloi b'makom bikuach nefesh. It's also afilam al das l'shalom davar yafa mimenu. Even if you plan on paying back even something more expensive, that's coming from the beginning of sif beis. V'afilu l'rapa is chayli she'im by sakana. You need this medicine. At night, I will break into the pharmacy to steal the medicine. So, adas the shalom, of course. So this, I could pay back, I could heal this person. Now, the agrada maybe is not such a good macho because it could be it's oimid limkor and you're paying with money, so you'll have that rivet. But good, I'll go into your house and steal the medicine from your house, which is not oimid limkor. Well, I'll do it adas the shalom, and I'm trying to save somebody a chayli shame by sakana. Zakhtu chuknaka rivets also. It goes even in the next case. Oil hinotso boy. May anis she'onsoi be yisurei haguf. Someone's torturing you, chulila rakman zon. As long as ein bem sakana, it's also to steal. Let's say if I can steal money and pay this anis off, it is also to steal. Afila das l'shalim, even to save someone from torture, as long as there's no sakana sefachis. It's meduik like that because only when it's a sakonis nefashis is a mutter because ein l'chadavish ein b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Without it, even chayli is not pikuach nefesh. So without it, it's going to be also. The pisgah chayshin is bothered by. He asks that what he mean that even though that might be mikadin, but there was takonis that if you have a hefset, let's say you're carrying your barrel of yayin or dvash and it cracks and it's going to be nifsad. It's valuable. You're allowed to break somebody else's barrel of stuff, which is worth less. You're allowed to pour out someone else's barrel of stuff and use his barrel to save your barrel. It was a takano. Or if you're going to lose your dvoirim and it's sitting on shukosh or kaver on a branch, you're allowed to break off the branch of the kaver so you can bring your dvoirim back to your nest because you're having a major hefset and he's only having a minimal loss. That you're allowed to do is a takano that you're allowed to do. So you see, to save yourself from even a hefset mamin, you're allowed to do shaloi b'yedias kaveroi and steal less money, a less of a money from him. So adas l'shalim, you're allowed to do, provided that you have a great hefzid and he has a small hefzid. So he says that yisuri haguf or chayli shim b'sakana is avada a great loss. So you should be allowed to steal from somebody else adas l'shalim b'chei agav. And he mutches on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Parsha Pshat is those dinim are unique to Machlokes Achronim anyway, is that they're unique takanas for specific cases. There are other variables as well that have to be met, and it's not like a broad heta for all cases. And Amela Shulchan Aruch Rav is talking about a normal case and other items that you know there's no takana, and you're now allowed to do it, even adas l'shalim, unless it's pikuach nefesh. All right. Next halacha. Afilu hey sif hey afilu halakech b'she'elo shloim midas habaylim nikra gazlin. Even if you take shloim midas habaylim, which means you plan on giving back the item, you show shloim midas, you're not taking it for good. I'm not shalom something else. All you're doing is helping yourself to the item, and you return it. I need something. I need to use your machzer. I need to use whatever your hat. Davening mincha now. I want to use your hat. Whatever it is. Okay, it could be the some kind of order of the dvar mitzvah. It could be you have a nechus of the balam, it's a non tzadi, it's a zechus v'loy. But let's say it's stam an item, and I want to take your item. It's shor shleim midas nikar gazlin. When it says Nikar Gazan means Pashas, it's Asa Midaraisa, which is Kipshuta, even though there are Achrenim who want to say Shon Shon Daz, only Asa Midarabanan, it's Pashas. Not like that. Rav Achrenim hold, no, it's Asa Midaraisa, as we show him as well. It's Asa Midaraisa, and it's Nikar Gazan. That's what the Lashon, Nikar Gazan, that you are a full-fledged Gazan. You are the Gazan that the Torah is referring to. There's an Issa Gzela involved to be a Shon Shalom Midas. We once mentioned the beginning of Shema Ches is a Chedush Yerim, and God, it's also Kovit Shurim, Babasa, Shin Yud Beis. They're bothered by the terminology, Shalot Shalom Midas Nikar Gazlin. To the extent you're doing a Shalom Midas, it should be Nikar Ganif. What's the difference between Gzela and Gneva? Gzela, you're doing it, Befahesia, the Bailim know about it, you're stealing in front of the Bailim, that's Gzela. Gneva, is you're doing it, Bechashoy, secretive, the Bailim don't know about it, that's Gneva. So why is Shalom Shalom Yidas Nikar Gazan? That's the Lashon around all throughout Chazal. Shalom Shalom Yidas Nikar Gazan in Mechabo, it's not true, Shalom Shalom Yidas should be a Ganif. Bishlam, if I break into your house in front of you and I help myself to use your mixer against your wishes, that's Shosham Das Nikar Gazlan, because I'm doing it in front of you. But if I, Numala Ke, Shosham Das is Shaloi Bi Diyasai, it should be a Ganif. And then Afkamino, Zokta Chadushi Rimna, and Rabbi Chanan, you should pay Kefal. I don't know Kefal, exactly Kefal, because you're returning the item. So you take an item to return, but you should take Kefal. So what's the kefal? The kefal is for the ishtamshit that you took. Kefal is on the item. I mean, once you have a chiv gzela on the item, even though I plan on giving back the item, I should have to pay you a second item as well. I give you back this item, plus pay back another item as well. As we show Shem Das, if it's a full-fledged, which it is, it's gzela, yechai boitzen, she have to pay kefal. They want to know what's going on here. Betzim, they both blib shver on the shiloh. I didn't see anyone who kept the chenetzi here. And Chedushin didn't want so much. He said maybe the Gemara only used the Lashon Gazan because Nama were talking about Shemrim. That's what the Gemara Sukhi is talking about generally by Shemrim. Shoshim Adas Nikar Gazan. And by Shemrim, Shemrim can't be a Ganav. It's a different dinner. Shemrim only could be a Gazan unless he's a Tain Tainas Ganav. So maybe that's why I have to know Lashon Gazan. But in a Chenam, a stam person, a Shoshim Adas is a Ganav. And he takes Chayv Kefal. But in the end, there's a Tzorachin. Rechonim Blaib Tzorachin. Halacha l'mais, is a Shor Shalom Yidas a Gazlin, or is a Ganav, and he pays Kefal? The Mechab, it seems that it's a Gazlin. There is a Mechab, however, in the beginning of Shem Memches, that according to one of the Pshatim, it was the Sma's Pshat in the Mechab, Afilo Amnas Lahangzir, the Sma understood Pshat in the Mechab was, that you're doing a Shor Shalom Yidas. So somehow the Mechaba, at least at Tisma, we didn't like the Pshat of Tisma, but at least late Tisma, the Mechaba has a case, Shalom Shalom Midas Ganif, and here the Mechaba is saying, Shalom Shalom Midas Gazlin, maybe it's Tirus Mechaba, unless they're talking about, we're doing it Shalom B'yadiz HaBailim, and here doing it B'yadiz HaBailim. I don't know. If you have any riot to this, whether you're a Gazlin or a Ganif, Chayy Kefal or not, please let me know. All right. Nodah Halacha, Sivvav. Hachaytif Mashkin. In which case? We don't have that umdana, faket. And even if you would have the umdana, we said that the shach might hold that if you have a non sa'adi, you know, then you're allowed to take it. But most paiskim, we paskin, the ksais, and shukhan akarav, and rakshuk, we paskin, that you can't help yourself to someone else's item, even if you know for sure he was maskim to use it. You're a bunkmate and you want to wipe your hands on his towel. You're not allowed to do it. Even though you know for sure he'll let. He'll, not a problem. You're not allowed to do it. Because it's Yishalim Midas, Lavi Yish. Like we discussed in Siv Aleph. You're not allowed to do it even if you know for sure. The only time you're allowed to do it if it is Lekka Mandakopit, if the whole world is not Makbid, then the Mechabe says, then it's Shari, Kigon Lita Mechavilo, Amiagedo, that you're allowed to do. But if it's you're trying to assume that he wouldn't be Makbid to you, even that, Pashta is also awesome, the way we pass it, not like the Shach. So it's a.
Why do you think this is the moving thing? Using his hat.
First, well, granted, there's some Rishonim who hold that the only time we say Shor Shalom Yidas Gazlan, if it's Shayich, that there should be a Hefzid. If certain, most, Kamat U Metaltalin, since it's movable, you could drop it, you could break it, it's one in a thousand, but you could drop it, you could break it, someone could take it, someone could knock into you. Something could happen to the item that it's Shayich, that it'll get lost, cracked, broken. Have a hefsid, Ishtamshi sometimes uses up the item. So b'chai gamna, that's Shor Shalom Yidas Gazlan. But if it's an item that's impossible to lose value, then they want to say, Anachanami, you won't have the din charge from Das Gazan.
Extension cord. Using them as extension cord.
So I don't know, maybe by using it, you're going to crack it and it won't be a good extension cord. I don't know, you pull it, you break the prong. I don't know, it's shayach that something could happen to it, right? It's technically shayach. There is a Rashbam, once we're on this topic, there's a Rashbam and Baba Basin Nun Zayin Amid Beis. The Rashbam is Mavur. That to park your item in someone else's field is also Shalom Midas Gazlan. Because you're using someone else's field, Shalom Midas. And even though it's Gzela, even though it's Karka, Numa, let's say Karka ain't an Gzela, so maybe that's a din, that's no Chiyuvim, but many Rishonim hold that you still have the Lavim of Karka, by Lavim of Gzela, even by Karka. And really, Rashbam holds you Shalom Midas on that Karka. Now, I don't know if that Karka could be Nifsar or not, but it seems from Rashbam that's also. And Rizam Nechemi Gober brought that Rashbam as a Raya, that you have cases, for example, I think we discussed this in the past, are you allowed to park in a no parking zone? The government does, the streets belong to the rabbim, to the government, and they don't want you to park there. They tell you you're not allowed to park there. They don't give you permission to park there. Or let's say you're parking where there's a meter, and they're telling you you have to pay the meter. So I'll go in only for 5 minutes, and I won't pay the meter. Or let's say, I'll tie a bag over the meter, so the officer walking by thinks it's a broken meter, right? So I'm parking where I'm now allowed to park. They're makbid, I'm now allowed to park unless I pay. Without that, they don't give me permission. And I'm just going to do it for a short period of time. That short period of time is a shoyl shaloi midas. You're using a rishus that you're not allowed to use. And like the Rashbam, you could have it even by karka, and it is gazlan. It's a deraisa to do. I don't know, what does it mean? If you're not handicapped, then they don't allow you to park there? Is that how it works? I don't know.
Fine.
What? I forget the fine, I don't mind. I don't want parking there and risking the fine. I want to know. I know somebody who does that. I mean, he makes a cheder, and it's cheaper just to pay off the tickets than to pay the meters. So he does, he parks in the hand all the time. I don't know. But I also tell it's also. It's mamish also. You're not allowed to do it. It's shoshlam midas on karka like the Rashbam at least, and many rishonim you could have a mamish and it's a gzeil involved. Could be again if there's no possible hefsid involved, even though the makbits you have to know in hilkas. Grada, the saving grace might be is grada is that there is some achrenim who hold that the din shoshlam midas gazin is not applicable by a goy. There's really three way makalikas. Some hold that the whole shoshal midas doesn't work by a guy. Some hold shoshal midas does work by a guy, but if he already gave it to you as a pikkud and he entrusted it by you, then you're allowed to use it. It's like me'ain hafkasavah, even though it's not hafkasavah, but it's me'ain hafkasavah, just like hafkasavah, since it came to you birshus, be other bishus, then you're allowed to do it. So too, since you have the bekadin already, you're allowed to do it. Could you do it with maril that a guy entrusted with him beches, fancy silver, and he bedecked his Pesach Seder with those beches because it's already by him. So he's allowed to, maybe he held that it wasn't such a strong gestamshis, but he's allowed to use the guy's beches to beautify his Seder because it's already by him. And then there's some achrenim that is also even b'chayai gavna. You have three ways. And this is a machlek is gedelei paiskim in all dalek chalke shulchan aruch. One of the only shalas I know are in all four chalke shulchan aruch. In Arichayim, in Pesach, it's in Yerideya, it's in Ebenezer, in Kedushin, it's in Ebenezer, in a number, there's a chalke machoikek, and it's in Chayshim Mishpat, in Hukas Mashkin, it's in Chayshim Mishpat, in a couple of places. It's a shayla ibaal, this shayla. Pashup shad is avad lechachil, avad you should be machmin, get out of these shalas, especially if you're dealing with a pasu, it's a deraisa.
No. They let you park. You just have to put the money in the meter after you park.
But they don't know.
Before you park.
God, no, you have to put the money in the meter before you park.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're from New Jersey. But in New York, yes, you got to put the money in the meter before you park. If I could, you're going to put the money afterwards, you'll already have a ticket on your car. It's too late.
No. You can park there. They don't not give you a ticket if you don't park and get out of your car and put the money in.
Okay, that's fine. You park and go to the meter, but not that you can leave the park there.
They let you park.
No, they let you park there to put the money in the meter. They don't let you park there and leave your car without putting money in the meter. They don't allow that. Now, I forgot to, but now I'll revisit your shayla. You want to know before Adas L'Shalim, when you have the Shulchan Aruch Rav, oh, the Adas L'Shalim is also, unless you do it for Sakonis Nefashis, the Archeinim will say that by a guy, you're allowed to steal Adas L'Shalim. Means the din gzeila by a guy, since it has a different makar, is lighter than the din gzeila by a yid. By a yid, you know, let's deal. We discussed by gneva, afinam nasasham tachlumi kefal, afinam naslahaxia, and we brought down the rishonim hold who wouldn't make gzeila is like that. So great, makloikis, but by a guy, you're allowed to steal of Nasajan because you're not stealing any value from him. You're only taking his item. That the Torah was a makbet. The Torah was only makbet when you steal value from him. So b'chai gavna, then you're allowed to do it as Hashem, even without sekonis nefashis. Yes, but not by a yid. But ibn Nageya to this short shalom does. It's a major mavuk, a major achray, major makloikis. It's preferable to stay away. All right, I think we're going to have to stop here. B'lina doit chazoin.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.